When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, hello. My name is Joey Kidney and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. Today's going to be a little bit different. There's no video to this one. There's no live Twitch stream to this one. This one's in a little bit different setting. Today I'm sat on my bathroom floor. I don't know if anyone's ever been here in their life. I don't know if anyone has ever experienced laying on the bathroom floor before, but it just hits different. It just feels so different. It feels so at home. It feels like the entire world just slows down. It feels like you're cold. It feels like you can feel something. And if you have tile in your bathroom, it's 10 times better than if you have hardwood or anything else. Because tile, for some reason, it feels more comforting. It feels like there's a thicker concrete between you and the next person. And I come here often. And it's not always a bad thing. I think people think that when we feel things, you know, we're broken. But I think it's complete opposite. You know, there's the whole thing that's like, it's okay to not be okay. And that's great. And that's valid. And I wouldn't necessarily say that me laying on the floor, it means I'm not okay. But I think the other thing that people need to understand is that it's okay to be happy as well. Right? It's okay to wake up in the morning and smile. It's okay to be thankful for the life that you're given and grateful for the position that you are in. And I think that's something that we truly need to take our time with and value. And it's also important to take our break. So there's a few things in life that we need, right? We've all seen that TikTok go around, like, you need 5 things in life, your hobbies, your one thing to make you money, all that stuff, right? But as I'm sitting here on the bathroom floor, there's a few things that I think about right away that I need in my life. One of those things is family. The other thing is happiness. And the third thing is actually know what I'm feeling. It's to be self-aware. It's to be conscious. There's so many people out there who don't acknowledge what they're feeling. Can you think about that? You know, as somebody who's listening to this, you're probably a Happy Times listener who has been listening for quite some time. And if you haven't, make sure you follow or subscribe. But you've been listening to this. And you're like, of course, yeah, we feel things. This is great. I'm somebody who feels like a lot. There's a lot of people out there who don't feel. There's a lot of people out there who don't understand their feelings or how things are supposed to work or the fact that it's okay to cry. It's okay to smile. It's okay to feel things. Some people wake up every day and see the sun and be like, oh my God, why do I feel so happy? It's because the sun's fucking out. It's because you're happy to be alive. No, they wake up and they're just ready to go. They're just like, okay, I'll go to work, do my 9-to-5 job, come home, get up and do the same thing. And I'm not telling you that that's not a way to be happy. You can be happy if you're doing that all you want. Everyone's life is different. I'm telling you this because some people look at life differently. Some people look at life and don't feel anything. Right? And so when I talk about the bathroom floor, specifically tile, when I talk about that, I think tile because tile allows us to feel something. It's so cold. So when our world has become numb, when our day has become so dark and so gray that we can't see color, we lay down on this floor and we feel something. And it's the greatest feeling in the world. There's nothing like it. It's not like we don't have friends there to help us. It's not like we don't have family who doesn't love us. It's sometimes we just need to feel on our own. And this is a great way to do it. I can't believe I just told you guys to go lay on the bathroom floor. And I'm being serious, though. I am. I do it all the time. I do it a lot. If I'm ever feeling anxious, a lot of people ask me, like, what do you do when you feel anxiety attack coming? A lot of people like will be like, oh my God, yeah, every time you go to a restaurant, take a salt packet. And I'm like, why do I want to take a salt packet? And they're like, every time you have an anxiety attack, you're going to eat the salt. You're going to shove the salt in your mouth and you're going to swallow it. And hey, if you do that, this is not me hating on you. This is me just saying that it doesn't work for me. I don't want to eat salt every time I'm feeling a certain way. Every time I'm feeling anxious. Every time it feels like my world's spinning. I don't want to have to reach my pocket, grab a restaurant packet of salt and down it. I don't want to have to do that. Because I want to acknowledge that, you know, and everyone's is different, okay? Hey, shut up. Don't be a Karen about this. I'm not saying that mine is superior, what I'm feeling is superior, or yours is less than. But I don't want to have a salt packet in my pocket to be able to live my life. When I think about anxiety, I think about my body screaming at me. And you can take that how you want, but when I think about that, I think about that in the most positive way you can. I started off thinking about this, like when I first felt my first anxiety attack, I felt like I was dying. I felt like, you know, whoever put me here wanted to take me out. Like my mom was coming back at me like I didn't do the dishwasher and she was trying to choke me out. Because when I had my first anxiety attack and I was in grade 12, I believe. Was I in grade 12? I don't know. I was in high school and I was giving a presentation on marriages. And my throat closed. And I was like, what? Yo, Miss Bennett, what is going on? Why is my throat closing? What is up with this? And she said, you're having an anxiety attack. And I didn't know what to do. And then I reached in my pocket and I pulled out a handful of salt. No. I didn't do that. I didn't know what to do. I felt like throwing up. I felt like passing out. I felt like dying. And at first, after that moment, I was like, okay, this is the worst thing ever. Medication right away. And I went on medication. And I tried it for a little bit. And I hated it. It didn't work. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it made me feel. It made me feel like I was dead. It made me feel like I was a ghost. It made me feel like I wasn't living. It made me feel like I couldn't feel anything. It made me feel like if I was to lay on the bathroom floor, I would not feel a single ounce of being cold. And that sounds like a nightmare. So I stopped taking that. And fast forward till now. When I get anxious, you know, I've been so good for the past little bit that I haven't really felt too anxious, especially because we've been in the pandemic. But I've actually felt very socially anxious by going out to like stores now. Like I'll run away from people. I walk into the store and I'll be like, nah, I'm gone. And like I walked into like Club Monaco. It's a clothing store. And this person came up to me and they were like, hey, do you need help? And I walked away so quick because I didn't want to talk to anyone. And I just felt like this big thing of anxiety come through. And it's just something I got to get used to. But now when I think about anxiety, I think about my body screaming at me. And what do I mean when I say this? Think about it, right? Like, think about the situation that you're in. When you're sitting there and you're nervous and you're anxious and your blood's boiling, you're like, why am I getting sweaty? That's the fucking great question to ask. Why? Like, I know we're always so worried about overthinking, but don't you want to know? Don't you want to know what your body's saying, what your body's thinking, what your body's feeling? And so I started asking my question as to why. Why am I feeling this way in this certain situation? Why am I sweating in the weirdest spots? Like, why did somebody say hello to me and my entire body went up like to a fever and basically my body is COVID? Like, in 2 seconds, I got COVID. Like, why? Why is this? And it's just because I haven't experienced, you know, social interaction in a hot minute. And, you know, I realize that it's not going to kill me. I realize that it's just this person trying to say hello, trying to have a nice talk, because maybe they're feeling the same thing right now. Maybe they're feeling a little disconnected from this earth and they just want to talk to somebody who's on it, right? There's a lot of things. Maybe they just want to ask, you know, where's something in an aisle. Maybe they want to ask what the weather is. Maybe they want to ask my name. They definitely don't want to ask anything that I don't know. And if I don't know, I say I don't know. So all in all, what's so scary? Why am I so nervous? Why am I so anxious? There's really nothing to be anxious about in this situation. And, you know, as that thought process happens, I start to feel a little bit more okay. Yeah, I'm just okay. I'm not amazing. I'm still kind of sweating in this situation. I'm still very anxious. I'm still very jittery. I want to run away. But hey, this person asked me what the weather was, and I was like, it's minus 15 in mid-March, which is really weird. But hey, we're living in Canada. And they said, okay, thank you, and laughed and walked away. Did I die? No. Am I still here? Yes. Did I need anything to get me through this? Did I have to take a shot of liquor? No. I survived, you know? And after a few moments of that, you know, you learn a little bit more. And I don't think we learn unless we ask why, unless we're curious. And so the moment I kind of helped my own self is the moment I started asking, why am I feeling this way, versus just trying to stop feeling a certain way, right? Last year, I ended up going to the hospital for, my heart was being super weird. It's sending that weird thing. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who've had that weird thing, and they decided, okay, let's go to the hospital. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. So let's go there. And I went there and they took so much blood. And I was like, well, give me back. Like, I'm going to die. And I didn't. And turns out it was just an anxiety attack. I was just feeling really anxious. And I just immediately thought like something was wrong with me. But no, the real reason was because I was deflecting from a personal life situation that I needed to think about. I needed to acknowledge. And it wasn't a bad idea to go get my heart checked. Don't get me wrong. But our body can play a lot of tricks on us. When we're stressed, when we're anxious, you know, we can feel sick. We can feel like we don't want to eat. We can feel like we have a headache. It's crazy. We can feel like we have the flu. Someone I know was feeling super sick, like COVID-like symptoms. And I was like, go get tested. Like, you never know. But I think this is stress. I think this is anxiety. And they went to get tested and they came back negative. And they got tested again and they came back negative. And turns out it's stress and anxiety. It's something that they're not asking why. And so I'm not telling you to stop taking medication. I'm not telling you to change your life up. I'm not telling you that you need to live this a certain way. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just telling you to ask yourself why. As I'm laying here on the cold hardwood floor, hard tile floor. I don't know what this is. It's not tile. It's not wood. It's like, I don't know. As I'm laying here on the floor, maybe you're on your bathroom floor too. I just want you to ask yourself why. In certain situations, I want you to ask yourself why. Why is my back sweating? You know, why is my head pounding right now? Why do I feel this way? What made me feel this way? And thinking like that really, really helped me versus always relying on, the other thing that people tell you to do is squeeze a lemon in your mouth or bite into a lemon. And I'm like, yo, I don't even like, I can't even handle like Sour Patch Kids. How do you expect me to bite into a lemon, right? Imagine I pull out a lemon from my pocket. Hey, if you do this again, all power to you. If it works for you, it works for you, you know? For me, listen, I can't talk. If you pull out salt packets or a lemon out of your pocket, here's my ass laying on the bathroom floor. So, doesn't... I think it's fair game. But I'm not trying to disprove any method that you've solved for you or you found that worked for you. And if it works, I think that's the most important thing. And the reason why it works is because you probably ask yourself why. And I think that's really important. But if you're still struggling out there, if you're still out there thinking that, okay, I'm alone in this situation. This is the world telling me I should die. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but you're wrong. You're not right. You shouldn't die. You shouldn't. You should stay here. And I'm not saying you got to make a big entrance back into this world. I'm not saying you got to be on a pedestal. I'm just saying you should stay here. It's nice here. It's warm. Except if you're in Canada in mid-March, it's minus 15. But just like this podcast, you know, it's not perfect. Life's not going to be perfect. People are going to say the wrong things. You're going to say the wrong things. You're going to hear the wrong things. You're going to misinterpret the wrong things or the right things. You know, you're going to hurt. But when I think about hurt and when I think of happiness, and I think about a cold bathroom floor, I think about feeling something. And I think that one thing that's really interesting about COVID nowadays is a lot of people aren't really complaining about, you know, like if having flu-like symptoms. A lot of people are complaining because they lose their sense of smell and taste. That's a sense of feeling something. Now, can you imagine if you were numb? Can you imagine if you couldn't feel at all? That's why you should be here. That's why you should stay here. Now, I don't want to make this awkward, but we do have a sponsor of this podcast. And it's a really nice sponsor. They're really, really cool. Their name is Care Of. And Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. Now, I've used it and I've gone on their website and taken the survey, and it's a little quiz and it's awesome. So Care Of products are all formulated with a good for you clean ingredients that are backed by science, and they have a 5-minute in-depth online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. Now, I took the quiz and it was so easy. Like, it's so easy, and you actually learn a lot while you're doing it. And I received the package in this cute little box with my name on it, and everything comes like personalized, and every packet is like has a little saying on it too, and it says, "Hey Joey, good morning." And you take a packet every day, and then you pop in your pills and or vitamins, sorry, and it's amazing, and they're all compostable, so you can compost them everywhere, and it's just it's so nice. So now, like, the quiz is like the best part. It's so easy, and then you learn a lot about yourself, and it's very similar to like a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionalist, all without leaving your house. Now, don't worry, I'm not just going to tell you this and not give you a code. So you can get 50% off your first care of order if you go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. So enter the code HAPPYTIMES50 for 50% off your first care of order at takecareof.com. I really, really hope you guys enjoy that. I literally use them every single day. So this isn't even really, it's like a sponsor, but like it is, but it's also like the Joey act. Like I'm in the bathroom. I'm looking at him right now. I actually use it. You still here? Good. Listen, I'm not trying to be the funniest person on earth. I'm not trying to be the person with all the answers. I'm not trying to be this person that is unexpected. I'm not trying to be anybody I'm not. And I'm not expecting you to do anything that you're not capable of doing or as being somebody that you're not. I'm asking you to feel something. I'm asking you to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Why am I crying? What's made me cry? Is it because of that boy Josh or that girl Sarah? Is it because somebody mistreated me? Is it because I've been mistreating myself? Do I feel like a little personal experience here? I've been testing myself out for the past little bit, and I think being an adult is understanding. It's not becoming who you are. It's like finding yourself again. Right now, over this past little bit, I have been doing this little self discovery for myself. I've been waking up and I've been feeling like shit. I have a headache and I'm like, okay, why did I feel this way? And I noticed that, you know, just with myself, I'm a very active dude. And I noticed that I needed to work more on food. I needed to better understand food and I needed to work out every day. I was waking up each day and I was just not feeling good. I wasn't feeling empowered. I wasn't feeling powerful. I wasn't feeling strong. And I wanted to wake up and I wanted to feel strong. I wanted to feel fucking good. And I found that when I wake up in the morning, I need to drink water. I have to drink my water and I have to eat something. And not just anything, it's got to have protein in it. It has to have something that's going to help me feel strong. And I go throughout my day and I need to eat at least 4 meals a day and 6 at best. And I need to work out that day, whether that's a run or a simple workout. I need to do something that's going to make me sweat. I need to sweat every single day. And then I can go to bed and I can wake up and I can do the same thing and I'm going to feel fucking amazing. And the day that I didn't do that, like I do this all without caffeine. Like I don't need any caffeine. I don't need coffee. And I'm doing this because it's my body just saying, I like this. I like this feeling. And the only way I got to that, the only way I got to understanding the way that I work is by asking myself why. And I really encourage you to do so. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be all the answers to your life. Like, I'm not saying that you need to wake up and drink a glass of water or eat a protein bar. Definitely wake up and drink a glass of water, though. I think it's a good start. But a lot of people have a lot of, and maybe this is you, a lot of people have a hard time getting up in the morning and even showering. Hey, I get that. I went through that. It's okay. All I want you to do is wake up, drink a glass of water. That's it. Just have like a bottle of water beside your bed and just take a sip. Just take a sip. Start with a sip. Don't try to down it. It's not going to work. I'm not a chugger. I don't know how these people on TikTok like open up their throats. Like, what are you doing? Just drink it normally. And then if you feel like you need a shower, go do it. I find that washing my face really helps me get in the shower. Also, the people who like hop in the shower and don't wet their head, what are you doing? That's not relaxing. You know, there's so many things out there that's like, okay, you got to do it this certain way to feel good. You got to do it this certain way to look good. You know, like there's so many beauty products that's like, okay, you have to do it in this order. Use this hydrating cream, then use this purifying cream, then use this like freaking anti-aging cream. It's like all in this order in all of our lives. And it's just, listen, do what makes you feel. If you don't feel, don't do it. Okay? I really, really hope this helps, guys. I'm getting a little cold, so I'm going to get up. But thank you guys so much for listening. And if you listen this far, I want you to DM me the description of your bathroom floor or send me a picture. Because I want to know that I'm not crazy. But thank you guys very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this little version. And I apologize this wasn't live on Twitch, but I hope you can understand now. But I'll talk to you guys later. And stay you. Stay beautiful. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay.